it's not like you. Into the darkness you shine, and out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Sing it out, sing, our God is greater. And our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, oh, our God is greater. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like, not one like you. Oh,
there's none like you.
And into the darkness you shine.
Into the darkness you shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like.
Do it again. Father, we thank you that you are a supernatural God. We thank you, God, that there is nothing impossible if we only believe. Lord, tonight we don't come to you speaking and praying to a dead God who's been in a grave for 2,000 years. But Lord, we come before the throne of God boldly tonight, not as individuals only, but as a corporate body. Lord, we know that one shall put 1,000, but two shall put 10,000. We know that tonight, God, as we pray your will, it shall be done. God, we thank you that our faith level is high. Lord, you've seen our sacrifice, our desire to see you move in this house. God, you've seen our hunger and our desire to see prayers answered. Lord, and individually and corporately, you see that our hearts are in one accord. Father, tonight, as we continue to pray, we ask that you will move in our spirit. We ask, God, in the spirit of agreement, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of faith, that, Lord, we will say to the mountain, come down, and it will fall. We will call those things which are not as though they already are. God, we will see, Father, the miracle-working power of Jesus manifest in a greater dimension in this church. God, we thank you that you are going to show yourself powerful and show yourself faithful. For you are a great God and greatly to be praised. In Jesus' name. Some of you have never done this corporate prayer before, and we want to teach you how to do that. We're not going to have everybody pray, but we're going to have some folks pray. And what you need to do is called the prayer of agreement. The word amen. Everybody say amen. That's not just the word. It means so be it or let it be done. So as you hear people praying, when you agree with them, then you say amen. You make a declaration of agreement. And remember, two touch one thing, it shall be done. So it's not just you're standing there and listening to someone pray, but you're coupling your faith with their faith. And as we pray the will of God, we declare it to be done. Amen. So we're going to start. Pastor Ron is going to start this evening, and we're going to go all the way till 8:55 tonight. No, I'm sorry. We're going to go at 8.
Amen. So some of the things that we can expect from prayer and fasting from the Word of God, and I am so excited for tonight and for your hunger, and I know God is going to reward our seeking Him. Acts 13:1-3 talks about when they were fasting. One day when these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit gave divine direction for Barnabas and Saul. So when we're fasting, we can expect divine direction. Maybe you came in to this year not knowing exactly what you should do. Maybe you've come in and you didn't know what steps to take. Maybe God is, maybe this, through this, he's going to say, don't do that, don't touch that, don't go there. But my sheep know my voice. And if anyone lacks wisdom, God will give wisdom. So we can no longer say, I don't know what to do. Because the fast will bring divine direction for your life. That's what we're expecting for tonight. So let's pray. Father God, we bring it all before you. We put our steps before you, Lord. Order our steps. Make a way where there's been no way. Give wisdom where we need wisdom. Father God, let us hear your voice so crisp, so clear, even audibly if you have to, God. But speak to us. Give us divine direction. Point us in the way that you would have us go. Stop us from where you don't want us to go. Father, we just open ourselves up to you. We expect supernatural, divine direction spoken to us, even in our dreams, in our times of prayer and communing with you through this fasting and prayer. Your word says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, you gave divine direction. So while we are fasting and worshiping, Lord, tonight, give us divine direction so that we will no longer say, I don't know what to do, but we will leave this place saying, God has spoken to me, and I know that I know that I know. God has told me to stop. God has told me to turn right. God has told me to turn left. God has divine direction, knowing God's voice, hearing God's voice as we worship and pray and fast before the Lord. We know, according to your word, you will speak. We will have such a peace. We will follow that peace. Your leading is such peace, Lord God. We thank you for it. We expect to leave knowing what you have to say, Lord, in your precious name.
Hallelujah. Now we're going to start praying about the vision of the church. Some of you don't know the clarity of the vision of the church. Our church verse is found in John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that we may know you and the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And we do three things at His tabernacle. We love God, we save souls, and we develop people. And there are three groups of people that we're after in this house: the unsaved, the disillusioned and disenfranchised, and those who are hungering after more of Jesus. So let's pray for those this morning, this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those who need you. God, we stand in the gap right now in Jesus' name for those, God, who are unsaved. Lord, we all know people that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, maybe not even a few months ago, maybe we didn't know you as our Savior. But Jesus, you love every single one of us. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll put a burden on our heart. God, that you'll overwhelm us with the lostness of people that are around us. That, God, we won't see them for their outside appearance, but God will see and be burdened for them on the internal. That God will see them as lost people. And God, we pray that you will move on our heart, that, Lord, we will be able to share the gospel with everyone that's around us. Father, we stand in the gap tonight for those who've been disillusioned, that, Father, who've been disenfranchised from your kingdom. Lord, maybe they've been wounded. Maybe they've had their hearts broken. Maybe, God, they just took an offense. But, Lord, no matter what the reason is, we know the devil's design is to destroy their destiny. God, to tear them out of your hands. And, Lord, we stand here in the gap for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, hundreds of them. Lord, all across the planet, hundreds of thousands and even millions have walked away, God, because they've had their hearts hurt. But, Lord, tonight we stand and we ask that the Holy Spirit will start the healing process. That, God, you'll start restoring them in Jesus' name. That, God, you'll speak to them and convict them if they have, Lord, aught and holding offense against somebody. That, Lord, they'll come back to the kingdom of God. That, Lord, their hearts will be healed. That they'll be whole people. And that, God, they'll do great things for your kingdom. Lord, we pray for those in the name of Jesus. Lord, who are just hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, maybe they're in a church that, Father, is dying and dead. Lord, we know, Jesus, that you would go right into the tabernacles, you would go right into the synagogues, and you'd preach the gospel. Jesus, you'd go right into their church and share the gospel. And Lord, many were saved. Lord, tonight, we stand in the gap for them. Lord, maybe they're in a dead church. Maybe, God, they're not going to any church, and their spirits are hungering. We pray, Lord, that you'll start touching them in a greater manner. Put a greater hunger in their spirit to be in your house. Lord, that they'll be part of the local body of Christ. That, Jesus, they'll reach out, Lord God, and be part of and put their gifts to work. That, Jesus, you will use them in a great way in these last days. Lord, we know you're coming soon. Jesus, we can look at the signs of the time. I saw it this morning, Lord. Someone posted online. They did a picture of the sunrise and said, pink sky in morning. Lord, sailors take warning. And Lord, we can look at the signs of the time and see that soon and very soon you're going to crack the eastern sky. The trumpet of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we pray, God, that this house will always be a soul-winning church. We'll always be driven to reach the lost. We'll always, God, be desirous to see someone saved. Lord, not just individually, but corporately. Oh, burden our hearts, God, with a love for people again. Burden our hearts, oh God, and baptize us with that fresh love for people. That, Lord, we cannot pass them by without sharing the gospel with them. Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of being on this planet, and our very purpose for being here and breathing today is not just to worship you, but God, to be used by you while we're here right now at this season and this time. So, Lord, we lay our lives on the altar as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We lay down, God, our dreams. We lay down, God, our aspirations. We lay down, God, all that we are. And we say, Jesus, use our lives any way that you desire for your honor and your glory. And we give you the praise, Jesus, because we love you so much. We love you, Jesus. Come on now, tell him how much you love him. Come on now, ask him to baptize you. Ask him to baptize you tonight with a fresh love for people, that you can look at them and see them differently in the name of Jesus.
In Acts chapter 26, verse 8, the Bible declares, "Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead?" And then Mark 16, 20 tells us that they went out preaching the word, and the Lord confirmed the word with signs and wonders following. This house is built not just on mere show or mere light or a cute word, but this house is built on the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's join in prayer right now and begin to call in the demonstration, a higher level of demonstration, a next level of demonstration. When we say next level, we mean that people at the door that are holding the doors, people begin to come out of wheelchairs in the foyer. We're talking about the time that when people are leading worship, that cancer begins to dry up in the name of Jesus. We're calling in every unthinkable, unimaginable, beyond the understanding of man. Every single thing that man thinks it cannot be done, we decree and we declare that in this house it shall be done. Father, we thank you for your word that you hold above your name. And Father, your word declares, God, Lord, that if we would just step out in faith and begin to work the gift, God, as we begin to stir up that gift, God, as we begin to release your word that you hold above your own name, God, you will come along outside and confirm the word with signs and wonders following. Father, in the name of Jesus, with every hand lifted in this place, Father God, release a fresh anointing in this place to work miracles. Release an anointing in this place to lay hands on the sick and to see them recover. Release a fresh anointing in this place, Father God, to speak, God, and see mountains move in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the spiritual gifts. I command them right now, every dormant gift, to be stirred up in this place, God. The gift of faith, Lord, the working of miracles, the gift of healing, Father God, tongues, interpretation of tongues, God, prophecy, God, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, we command them to be stirred up in this place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, even for the miracles in the financial realm. We thank you for supernatural debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our inboxes being flooded with people saying, "I had a debt yesterday, but today I'm operating in more than enough and in overflow." Father, we thank you. In this house, the impossible shall be made possible. Oh God, increase our faith. And come on, pray that. Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith for that thing that the world says cannot be done. Father, increase my faith for that sickness that looks like it cannot be cured. Father, increase my faith. Oh God, you can cure a cold, you can cure cancer, you can raise the dead, everything in between. Your word tells me it is not a big thing for the dead to be raised. So Father, everything before that is even more minuscule to you. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we take off every single limit the world has tried to put on you. We rip off the lid, Father God. We break out of that bowl, God. We will let you be God in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you're sick tonight, you need healing in your bodies, I'd like you to come right over to here. Pastor Dan and Pastor Obi are going to lay hands on you to be healed. Amen. Miss Redner, come on up, please. Need you to pray. We're going to be praying for more grace and more mercy in this house. One of the things that you know the devil will always try to seed is gossip, because it will destroy the house of God. So, Minister Redner.
Praise Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God, that you're a God who cares about us and loves us, Lord. I thank you for that, God. The God of this air, Lord, he's not a God that loves his people. He hates his people. So, God, we just thank you that you love us so much and you care about us so much. God, we thank you for the vision that you've placed in this house, God. The vision that's within each and every one of us, God. That vision is meant to take us somewhere, Lord. The vision of the God of this air, the vision is meant for destruction, but God, but yours is meant to take us to great places. And we just give you the glory for that, God. We thank you for that. God, we thank you for your grace each and every day, because, Lord, I need your grace every single morning, God. It doesn't matter what happened the prior day. I need your grace this morning, God, and I need your grace tomorrow morning, Lord. And I just thank you for that, that you're so willing to extend that grace to us and that mercy, God. And we thank you for the mercy that you have on this country, God, the mercy and the grace that you've given us, God. And even though we don't act like a godly people, some people chasing after you, you still have that mercy for us every single morning, God. We just give you glory. I thank you. The vision that's in this house, Lord, it stabilizes this house. It stabilizes your word. And, Lord, we cannot go wrong without your vision. So, Lord, I pray that your vision will bind us together, God. Lord, there'll be no creeping in of gossip in this house. Lord, there'll be no division in this house. Lord, your vision will bind us together. It will make us one so that we can run after souls, Lord, the way you've laid it out for us. God, we just thank you for each and every leader, each and every worker, God. We thank you for each and every giver in this house. Lord, we thank you that when we are right with you, when we have that grace, Lord, when we speak your word, Lord, when we move according to your word, God, we thank you that people are healed. God, we thank you for the healing that's going on over here in this end of the church. God, I pray that you'll just move in each and every body here. Lord, but most of all, again, your grace and your mercy. We can't live without it, Lord. We can't live without that. We need it more and more every day. God, I pray that you'll just impress on each and every person the grace and the mercy. God, I pray that we'll look at ourselves first before we look at our neighbors, God. I pray that we'll look at ourselves and we'll let you move in us first, God. Lord, there's no sin that's any different from the sins that we commit, God, and we need your grace for those sins, your mercy. We definitely don't need to point it out. Lord, we don't need to point our fingers at others, God. We don't need to talk about it. We thank you for what binds us together. And that's your vision, Lord, your vision. Install your vision in each and every one of us more and more each day, Lord, so that we can be bound together and this church can make the difference that you want it to make. In Jesus' name.
First, God. Lord, there's no
hallelujah.
Sin
hallelujah.
The sins that
we give you honor, God, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. Lord, we're just going right through the vision that you placed in this house way back when. Lord, tonight we pray right now, Lord, that we will always be an outreach-based church. Father, we'll never stop just looking. We'll never start looking just inside. Lord, this house will always have enough money. God will always have enough vision. Lord, we'll always have enough compassion, that grace and mercy that was just prayed, that, Lord, we will reach out constantly to our community. Lord, that they will know that the church is not just inside a little building, but, God, that we are literally in the streets. Lord, God, we're in the festivals. We're in the parades. God, we're on television. Jesus, we're wherever the people are because they need to hear the good news of Christ. So, God, we thank you that tonight in the name of Jesus, this house will always move as a soul-winning church in the name of Jesus. Pastor Aaron, where are you? There you go. I want you to pray for the next generation.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for the generation that's already in this church, God, but the next one is coming up quick. Father, I ask for influence in the schools that we can have the children here, that they can learn about you and learn the purpose and the plan that you have for them, God, that they will not listen to the lies of this world, that they will hear what you say over them, and what you say over them is good, and it's a future, and it's a promise, God. I ask that this hallway will be filled with children hungry for you, God. And God, not only the hallway, but this church. God, that there will be so many children in this church that we'll have to kick the adults out of this room so I can use this room, so we can use this building for the next generation, that they will rise up and take the place of their parents and go farther and further than their parents. And we thank you for all of this in Jesus' name.
Pastor Cody, where are you? Pastor Cody.
Father, we thank you right now for the youth in this region. Lord, we thank you for the youth that are in this church. Lord, we pray right now that every single distraction would pass away in comparison to who you are. That, Father, every single thing that would try to take attention away from what you have in this season, in this time, that, Lord, there would be no boy, no girl, no drink, no acceptance, no like on social media, nothing that would take away from what you have to offer. Lord, I thank you that it will be no drug that will take us away, that suicide, depression, anxiety will not touch this generation. That, Father, there's demons that are trying to win them, but in the name of Jesus, we pray that your name, as we lift your name on high, that we will see a mass revival. That, Father, you're raising up an army, not attenders of a church, not attenders of a group, but an army to win the schools, an army to see a return on the investment that's been made by the people of the past, by the people that have sown into this place, that have laid the level. So, Lord, I pray right now that Horseheads High School will see a revival in the name of Jesus. That Elmira City School District will turn to you in the name of Jesus. That Odessa and Watkins will come to you. That Corning will lift your name on high. That Edison will come to know who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. There's over 6,000 teenagers, Father. We thank you for all of them.
Yes, God.
We thank you that every single one of them will come to know who you are in an intimate relationship. That they won't search any farther than the cross for that peace that is searched, that they're searching to fill their heart with. They'll come to know it was you. And it's always been you. So thank you, Jesus, not just for this region, but Lord, as we bring conference past these doors,
yes,
that we'll see the Northeast turned upside down for Jesus Christ. That, Lord, we'll see the East Coast turned upside down for Jesus Christ. We'll see the West Coast turned upside down in the mighty name of Jesus for a radical generation. That the gifts would be operational in their life, even where they are right now. Thank you, Jesus, that the youth will lead this next revival. Lord, not just here, but the furnace of the house. That they won't forsake you as you spoke, and they won't hoo cisterns that are broken to fill water, but it'll always be inside of you. I even feel right now, I mean, fasting is as much giving up ourselves as it is getting God. Come on, for the next 60 seconds, can we just give everything we have to God? Any attitude that's not of Him, any sin that's not of Him, anything that, any past mistake we're trying to hold back, anything that would withhold us, Father, we give it all to you even right now. Father, any mindset, any conception, any condemnation, Lord, we give it all to you right now. Fill us up, Father. Let there not be any barrier. Any barrier, Father, we pray it be gone. We hand it over to you even right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, another 20 seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Any mistake of the weekend, Father,
any mindset we've been holding for 30 years, anything, Lord, we give it to you so it can be replaced by you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you.
Jesus, we just, in this place right now, we give you praise for the young adults of this generation. I thank you, God, that they are a people that are marked by your love and they are marked by your power. But Jesus, right now, we pray for an increase in the name of Jesus, a supernatural increase in the revelation and understanding of your word, that they are part of the latter house and the teenagers are leaving the church. They're looking away from the church because the young adults are looking away from the church. They're looking in places that they just should not be to find happiness, to find joy. And I thank you, Jesus, that the young adults of this generation will finally come back. We call back that revenant in Jesus' name. And I thank you that this generation of young adults will not just be marked by anxiety. They will not be just marked by going to college and learning a bastardized theology, God, but they will come to know you as the true King of Kings and the true Lord of Lords. And God, they will come to know you as the restorer of all things, Jesus. They would come to know you as the only answer to any problem that this world has to offer. They would understand that eternal security is more important than temporary satisfaction. In the almighty, matchless name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Many of you know we're a regional church. We're not a town church. We're not just a little church in the corner, but we're a regional church. And as you know, we've been starting campuses. And so we're going to be praying. And what we want to do is I'm going to have Pastor Dan come and pray for the new campus that'll be starting this year in Mansfield. And pray for Mansfield University and the church building. We need a church building. We need God to move.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you, this vision is about you and what you have placed here for his tabernacle. This is your tabernacle, your church, your house, where your people. Lord God, we thank you for vision. We thank you for direction. And Lord God, Father, even as Ithaca has started at last year, Lord, we thank you that in 2019, Lord, as it has already been declared by vision, Lord, you said to speak those things that are not as if they already are. So Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the new campus that's in Mansfield, Wellsboro. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that, Father, even when we don't see the building, you do. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we call those things out of heaven right here into the natural in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, that, Father, we're going to reach into the homes that weren't even touched before. We're going to go into the university, Lord God, where people never stepped foot into. And, Lord God, we're going to speak the truth. We're going to declare the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we're going to see souls saved, Lord God. Father, those people that have been watching TV for years, Lord, they're going to be able to walk through our doors, and they're going to be able to experience the supernatural. They're going to be able to be saved and set free. So, Lord God, in that region, Lord, in Wellsboro, in Mansfield, Lord God, in Blossburg, and all the surrounding areas, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare it, Lord God, just like a lighthouse, Lord, it shines bright. Lord, we're declaring, Lord God, that you're coming. You're coming to PA. You're coming, Lord God. You're coming and setting people free in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the students at university that are going to be saved and set free. Lord God, drug addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. Healings, Lord God, we declare it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even those people that have been bound with mental issues, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we speak freedom right now and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you that you are a God of destiny. I thank you, Lord God, that, Father, what is going to happen this year? Lord, you already designed it. You already ordained it. We thank you that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And we thank you that, God, as we set foot on that property, Lord, as we step forward into the next level, hallelujah, we thank you that souls will be saved. We thank you that lives will be transformed and changed for your kingdom. And we thank you that, Lord God, this isn't about touching New York. This is about touching Pennsylvania. This is about touching the United States of America. This is about touching Mexico and Canada. This is about touching this world, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord, for this next level. I thank you that, Father, souls will be saved. I thank you, Lord God, that, Father, Lord, it's not about having 50 people. Lord God, it's about growing. It's about multiplication. And Jesus, we declare it, Lord God, just as it is declared that, Lord, even 75 people by the end of Christmas, Lord God, I know you're greater than that. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that, Father, as you are the God of vision, that, God, you're going to bring these things to fruition. That, Father, souls saved. Signs and wonders, we declare it in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the name of Jesus, a building right now, Lord God. Father, however you're going to do it, we know you're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. That, God, when we step down there, Lord, we're going to know that we know that we know this is where we're supposed to be. And that, God, when we declare it is ours because we speak it by faith. And, Lord, as we say it, we declare it ours by faith in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for this next level. We thank you, Lord God, for this new campus in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you right now for the Ithaca region. Jesus, we thank you that the work that you've begun this last year, God, that this is just the beginning. That, God, even as we've seen supernatural increase, that even as we've seen over 100 people weekly attend, God, that is just the beginning. So, Lord, we release your anointing now. We release angels now. Holy Spirit, we commission you. Speak to the hearts of your people, God. Stir up a revival. Stir up a hunger and a thirst, Jesus. Lord, we even thank you right now for miracles that change a city. Lord, we declare miracles that can change a city. So, God, we thank you that the work that you have begun, this is just the beginning. God, we declare next year that we will see 250 at least, God. We thank you that souls will be saved, that lives will be changed, that, God, it will begin with just a few as it has. But, Lord, a mighty revival, a mighty fire, a spark will leap from one to another and from another to another and from one group to the next group. So, God, we declare today that you are moving in a mighty way for Ithaca. Lord, even as others say that Ithaca, it may be hard ground. I don't know one single ground that your gospel doesn't work in. I don't know one place that you cannot move mightily in. So, God, we thank you that as we declare your gospel, that signs and wonders and miracles, God, that souls will be discipled. They won't just come into the church. So, Lord, we thank you for strength. We thank you for unity, God. We thank you for the connection to the main house, Lord Jesus. And every single person that sowed, every single person that served, and the vision of the pastor. So, God, we thank you for what you've begun. But this is just the beginning. And we celebrate you now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we just thank you. We glorify the name of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Ithaca, Lord God. Lord, you have placed upon our hearts, Lord God, to lift up the name of Ithaca. Father God, Lord, there is a time where that wisdom, Lord, where Eve took a bite of that apple because she thought that to know and be like God, Lord, and that wisdom then changed and transformed her, Lord God. And Father God, there are hills up on the hills of Ithaca, Lord. Cornell, Ithaca College, TC3, the high school, Lord God. Lord, there's a wisdom there, Lord God, but there is no truth, Lord God. And so, Lord, we take a look at the light. We take a look at the light, and the church in Ithaca has been like this light, Lord God, but the basket's been over it. Lord, the basket's been over it, and we've been speaking the truth in Ithaca, but not letting it shine. Father God, lift up the basket and let the light shine. Bring it out. Lord, you have stationed people in Dryden. Lord, you are stationing people in Ithaca. Lord, you're stationing people in Newfield and Enfield. Lord God, in all the different places on the North Hill, on South Hill, in Enfield, Lord God. You have strategically placed them in there to let the light shine. Lord, the truth is returning to Ithaca. The truth and the word of God. Lord, we lift you up. We glorify the name of Jesus. And may the light shine. May hearts be transformed. May the jungle be transformed to a beautiful park, not a place where drug addicts are, but the people are being set free, Lord God. Lord, the mental illness and the people in that area, Lord, that they come to their right minds, Lord. And we just glorify you each and every day because your truth has set us free. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know the vision, initial vision of his tabernacle was 900. I need you to know between the two campuses last week, we hit over 900. So that doesn't include anybody online. That doesn't include what, that's just Sunday morning. There were 800 in-house and 116 in Ithaca. And we're believing God for our next level, amen? Listen, I believe that the next level growth is going to be organic, which means like this, the book of Acts. What does that mean? In the book of Acts, they didn't have to go out and get on TV. They didn't have to go out and get newsletters. We didn't have to do all these extra experiences. What happened was people just started their friend, tell their friends and bring their neighbors. And that's called organic growth. And so our next goal is 2,500 people in this house right here. That doesn't include Ithaca. That's just here. So Pastor Andrea.
Come on, lift your voices. Durebia sete Roma, carie sete Roma yende. Duriandurabasio Roma, carie sete Roma, cariende. God, we cry out to you tonight for organic growth. Father, we thank you for increase, multiplication, not addition, multiplication in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you this morning, this evening, God, this noontime praying, decreeing and declaring that you're God. We know that you heard us, God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you. You said if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, I would forgive their sin, and I would heal the land. You said, God, that then, only then would your ear be attentive to prayer made in this place. So, Father, we thank you for prayer being made right now for organic growth, supernatural growth, God. Lord, we as pastors, we don't beget sheep. Sheep beget sheep. So, Father, we thank you that we as your sheep will beget, that we would be increasing the more daily, God. Lord, thank you for your revival fire on your people, that we will not shrink back, that we will tell the neighbors, we will tell our friends, we will tell our enemies, we will tell our frenemies about the goodness of the Lord and what you're doing in this place. For this is your tabernacle. This is his tabernacle. This is your house, God. And we thank you for increase, multiplied increase. Lord, expand our tents. Extend our borders, God. Let the pegs of our tent be stretched, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we will have the problem that we will not have enough chairs. We will not have enough parking lot. We will not have enough, God. Lord, I thank you that they have to dispatch policemen to help us manage the traffic in and out of our parking lots. Father, I thank you for it right now, God. I thank you that in order to handle this growth of people who are coming to Christ, you said that this current property will become a ministry campus that will include 2,500-seat sanctuary with state-of-the-art studio and visual technology, a large parking garage, sporting fields, and educational facilities. That is the vision of this house. Father, we thank you. Open our eyes that we can see, Father. There are more for us than against us in Jesus' name. So I cancel every assignment of every witch and warlock in this region that would hold back this organic growth over this house in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every corner from the north, south, east, and west, God, for your glory. God, I don't care what the population of the people in this land is. I don't care what the regulators or the surveyors are saying. Father, I don't care because faith don't care. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it in faith. I don't don't have to see it to believe it. Father, I thank you. I can already see there are more for us. Lord, when I look out over the mountains, I see they are surrounding, but you're the one that's surrounding. So, Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, blessing you in advance, honoring you, God, exalting you, Lord. Already we can see it from the north, south, east, and west, God. We thank you for the increase that souls would be saved in this entire land. Where the soles of our feet touch, you would give it to us. You would give it to us, God. And every rule, regulation, bill, God, codification will be changed in our favor. I don't care what the government says in the name of Jesus. I don't care what the banker says in the name of Jesus. I don't care, God. But what we do care for is the vision that you've given over this house. And we stand in faith. God, we stand in faith in Jesus' name. We will not shrink back. We will not offer apology. We will not offer explanation. But we're going to move, press forward in the name of Jesus. We're going to lean into it, God. And we thank you that the pressure and the tension that we put on the atmosphere of faith, God, I thank you that any disbelief, any doubt, any contamination of fear is canceled off of this household of faith as we continue to grow. So we thank you today in advance, and we give you praise and glory.
Glorious Heavenly Father, we praise you and worship you for the prophetic word over this house that we will have finances in abundance, the kind of finances that make people stop and marvel and wonder how that happened. Father, you said that we will have more than enough finances, so much so that we have to find places to put those finances. So Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we release a supernatural conviction for those that call themselves Christians, Father, to step into the right position, that they would honor you, Father, with their tithes, Lord, with their seed, Jesus, and with their alms, Father, that we would work the word in our finances, because the word always works. It never returns void. And you fulfill every promise that you have for us, your people. So, Father, we call for a great, Father, that we would feel a sense of conviction in our hearts when we do not honor you with them, so that we can be positioned for the great influx of finances that you are bringing into the body and into the house. But, Father, you say in your word that whatever our hand touches will prosper. You say in the word, Father, that wherever we put our foot, you will give us the land. Father, you say in your word that we are both kings and priests, that you have given us the ability to reign and rule even over finances, that there is excess, that there is more than enough, Jesus. Father, you also say that we in our work do not have to toil difficult or hard, but Father, because of our obedience to you will bring in a great profit. Father, so many times we think that we need to work so hard, but what we need to do is position ourselves properly. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that you're going to bring millionaires and multi-millionaires into this building. Father, that you're even going to move the unsaved to give money to the church for your purpose. Father, you say that you lay up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, Jesus. So we call that forth in the name of Jesus. Every seed that has been sown, we call forth the harvest in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that finances are the most powerful thing that can hold us back from doing what it is that you called us to do. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. In fact, we break strongholds over mindsets regarding our finances. In the name of Jesus, let our hearts be hearts that long and earn to give you more, to bless you more, Father God, with our finances. Lord, let us not be afraid to seek them. Let us not be afraid to give them. Let us not be caught up with a spirit of fear, but to give by boldness, Jesus, and by goldness, Jesus. Fill our bank accounts, Jesus. We thank you that you are great and mighty in this way, Lord, so that even the world will stop need to know that God, because he does supply all of their needs according to his riches and glory. And there is no end. There is no limit. There is no boundary to the access that we have to the finances in the kingdom of God. We give you the glory in advance. Father, we don't need to see that we're walking on streets of gold to know that we already are. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will call those things or not as though they already are, that we will recognize, Lord, that you've already created a way. You've already provided the new business or the finances for it. You've already given us promotion. It doesn't matter what we see today. What matters is what we know that has already happened according to the word of God in the Spirit. So, Father, we stand firm upon your word. We will not be moved from your word in the name of Jesus.
Father, we give you thanks that we are a regional training center for pastors and leaders. God, not just pastors, but also business people. Father, we thank you, God, that you're using us already to do that. Lord, we thank you for the Empowering Pastors Summit, God, every March. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the uproar in Jesus' name. We thank you for the women's conferences. God, we thank you for the women's meetings. God, we thank you, Jesus, what you're doing supernaturally. Father, is setting us up to train leaders that they will reach more souls in this Northeast. And God, we give you honor and praise. Lord, we also thank you for Mexico. God, how you're using us to train up leaders. Lord, we thank you for Pastor Obina Ebo and Remnant Bible Institute. We thank you, God, training up leaders, God, pastors and ministers to travel the world, God, to touch and change this area. Father, you have blessed us so much. And Lord, this church has been blessed, Lord, to have such great leaders in this house. God, we just pray a blessing on the leaders of this house in Jesus' name. God, all the pastors and their wives and their children. God, we thank you, Father, for the blessings in their home. Lord, so many of them, Lord, have given so much and, Lord, are remunerated so little on this earth. But, Lord, we know that the savings and blessings and benefits of heaven will outweigh all that they could ever acquire down here. So we speak blessing, God, over each one of the pastors, each one of the ministers, each one of the leaders. God, and we thank you for them and their homes. Thank you for their children. In Jesus' name, God, tonight, we just want to thank you for the opening evening of prayer and fasting. Lord, thank you for the ability to come into your throne room boldly. God, we're not talking to a ceiling. The King of Kings is listening. The King of Kings is already releasing. The King of Kings is already blessing, God, your people. Father, we thank you. The answers are already on the way. Lord, one more thing. God, we need a new building here. We need a new building in Ithaca. God, we need a new building in Mansfield. And God, we need one more where the next campus is going. Lord, we need them. So, God, we thank you for them already. God, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Now, we never leave, and this is something, a principle we always teach. As you're going out tonight, we're going to go out with some praise and worship. But you never come to the King's house without a gift. It's very important. You want to get that in your spirit. Say that with me. You never go to the King's house without a gift. Now, that just means, listen now, that means you always come with a gift to the King's house. That's a principle. That's not found in this church. That's in the Word. That's always in every king whenever they went. Even the Queen of Sheba made sure she brought a gift to Solomon. So everybody brings a gift. Amen. It's not a matter of how much it is. You bring it to the Lord. We love you. The offering plates are right here. We love you. Envelopes are in your seats. Find some. They're on the back wall. I don't care. Throw yourself in the basket. We'll take yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. They have envelopes right here. Brother, how are you? We got envelopes available. Have a great night. Make sure you press in, press in, press in. Be here tomorrow night. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 6:15, the prayer line is available for you. Don't forget, tomorrow noon, we're going to be praying here and fasting. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Tuesday evening, don't forget to be here.